This is a guided meditation from One Mind Therapy. For more guided meditations, visit onemindtherapy.com/meditations. Today we're going to sit with compassion for ourselves and for a good friend. So allowing yourself to settle in, just coming into the body, whatever that means for you. Might mean feeling yourself sitting in the chair or the cushion, relaxing any places of tension, dropping the shoulders, maybe taking a few deep breaths, however you need to settle to come into the present moment. And compassion is just the idea of meeting pain and suffering with kindness, rather than pushing away the pain and suffering we usually feel, just letting it be there, creating space for it. So bringing to mind a way that you're currently suffering. And you don't have to get too caught up in the details of the pain and suffering. You don't need to ruminate about it. It can be a physical pain, an emotional pain, relationship, whatever it is. Just feeling for a moment how it feels to really think about it. What does it bring up for you in your body to have to think of a way that you're suffering? Do you tighten? Do you feel okay? Just noticing how that feels. And whenever you do notice yourself tightening, trying to see if you can just relax and be spacious. It's okay to be in pain. It's okay to suffer. That's a part of life. And you can offer yourself some phrases. I like to use, I care about this suffering. I care about this suffering. May I have compassion for this suffering? May I have compassion for this suffering? Or you can use whatever phrases seem to communicate compassion. I care about this suffering. May I have compassion for this suffering? And noticing how it feels to offer yourself compassion. It can be really hard. Sometimes it feels like I'm undeserving. Or sometimes it's hard just to let it be there. I want it to go away. just trying to notice how you react to this process of offering yourself compassion, and then coming back to the intention of compassion. And letting yourself fall away and bringing to mind a good friend. It can even be a pet. Someone who it's really easy to have compassion for. And it can be helpful to bring to mind someone who's suffering right now. And again, not spending too much time thinking about how they're suffering, why, what's going on. But instead, just focusing on how it feels to know that your good friend is suffering. Does it bring you pain? Does it make you want to push them away? How do you react to the suffering of somebody else? Just sort of naturally. And whatever your reaction is, it's perfectly all right. Just noticing it. And now trying to bring up a feeling of compassion for their suffering. Really bringing up a feeling of caring and kindness towards their pain. How would it feel just to hold the pain with them? Not for them, but with them. You can offer some phrases to help convey this compassionate feeling. May I care about your suffering? May I have compassion for your suffering? May I care about your suffering? May I have compassion for your suffering? Whenever your mind wanders, just bringing it back to the intention of having compassion for this person's suffering, meeting their pain with kindness and acceptance, meeting it with caring and love. May I care about your suffering? May I have compassion for your suffering? Letting that person fall away when you're ready. And just for the rest of the day, when you notice that you're in pain or suffering, or someone else, seeing if you can bring up this feeling of caring for that suffering that's present.